Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. South Carolina abortion rights activists rallied Wednesday after state House lawmakers passed a near-total abortion ban, with exceptions including in cases of rape and incest, after a more restrictive version failed. President Biden spoke to Chakwe Lumumba, the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, on Wednesday about flooding, which has left more than 180,000 residents without access to running water. The city's aging main water treatment plant failed this week amid torrential rains. The city had been under a boil water advisory since July due to its deteriorating water system. Lumumba says the situation is the result of decades of disinvestment.
This is a matter of human rights. This is a matter of deferred maintenance that has happened over decades, a lack of investment in capital improvements, and quite possibly, quite honestly, probably more than $1 billion worth of challenges.
Federal prosecutors say the search of former President Donald Trump's home came after his advisors failed to turn over classified documents after receiving a subpoena and pledging a diligent search had been conducted. Former Fox News commentator Judge Andrew Napolitano says he believes Trump will be indicted for two actions.
One, bringing NDI, National Defense Information, from a secure place, the White House, to an unsecure place, Mar-a-Lago. Two, frustrating the government's ability to get this stuff, which is called obstruction of justice.
Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry is among the Republicans criticizing new restrictions on the political activities of Justice Department employees in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago search.
They have no business looking at the things that are covered under speech and debate under the Constitution. This is the executive branch, as though we had a king trying to punish legislators for their positions, for the things they have said.
The Taliban celebrated the one-year anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan Wednesday by parading in front of the former U.S. embassy in Kabul. The anniversary marked the end of the longest U.S. military campaign and a 20-year war that resulted in the fall of Kabul and its democratic government to the insurgent group. Defense Priorities Senior Fellow Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis says among experts, the Biden administration's withdrawal plan is considered to be a failure.
And I think that they just punted on that and didn't worry about it until it was too late.
According to Reuters, the Taliban, which remains unrecognized as the official government of Afghanistan, has made August 31st a national holiday. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.